This is KWMR, Point Reyes Station.
Episode 3.
And I might add, Ed, that you are reading the poems really beautifully and clearly. I'm not using that much music in the background because I want them to be heard. That's another lesson the previous poet taught me about what about the poet that wants the rhythms of the language he or she has put to paper and when you read it. And I really understand that need. And then again, at times I can take the liberty to say, I want this in the background, not to disturb or overwhelm the rhythm of the poem, but to augment the rhythm of the poem.
Well, I do like, I like the music with it, but you know, this seems to be going really well. I most of the stuff you recite of mine has some kind of music behind it, because you have an ability to pick out something that carries the mood of what the words are. So,
oh, really? So is that what's going on right now?
I have no idea about that.
Right, this is a wonderful...
I don't even hear any music, dude.
Oh, you don't? How about now?
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, this is a Danish string quartet. They performed in Inverness at the house next door to us. And I had the opportunity to go over there, Elizabeth and I, and I bought a CD of theirs. I gave one to Kristen, who I mentioned earlier, because she's a cello player. They were just wonderful. There they were, right in the heart of Inverness, and listening to this beautiful music. And I've used it several times on the program to augment whatever it is we are doing. Ed, would you like to get serious and beautiful with your wonderful poem right in front of me here, Stained?
Oh, Woman with Stained Glass
Woman
Eyes.
Woman with Stained Glass Eyes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This is, let me bring it up here. Okay, Woman with Stained Glass Eyes. This is kind of short, too. So, I took the road less traveled and didn't get too far. Got to the crossroads but forgot my guitar. I left it leaning on a rainbow with memories of her. Had to get back to Main Street but got stuck in the mud. The alleys of my mind are scary. Met a woman dressed in a sack who said she knew my past. I asked her, am I supposed to believe that? She said, believe anything you want to, but when you sing your love songs, sing them loud and clear on the hilltop. I asked her where she got her stained glass eyes and my mother's soft voice. She put her hand on my head and said, on the road less traveled, silly, foolish boy. I said, I got to get home. Can I use your smartphone? She whispered, I sold my phone at the crossroads.
I love it. I love it. At the crossroads. Yeah. And mother's soft voice.
Yeah, I use that a lot, actually.
And I remember, I have a memory. I can see in your house coming to see you summertime. Ed lived right on the edge of the park, Hegeler's Park, where the swimming pool was. And we'd go over and have a ball off the high tower. But I can remember your mother perhaps one day folding laundry and saying, Ed, Beanie's here. Do you have a poem about your mother, or did we already read one?
I don't have one. I can cue one up. I've got Hey Mom, and I've got that's I put that out every Mother's Day. The Hey Mom,
right?
If you want to hear that, you
it's
know,
good now. If you can do it, it's good right now.
Let me find it first, eh?
Sure.
Hey mom. Oh, come on.
You got it. It's okay.
I'm getting there.
Live radio, homegrown radio, WWW here, KWMR. 90.5 Point Reyes Station, 89.9 Bolinas, 92.3 San Geronimo Valley. Geronimo Valley. Are you ready, sir?
I am. This one's a kind of long ago type of, I don't know how many years ago I did it. I'm not sure. It's just called Hey Mom.
Wonderful.
Hey Mom, we'll be right back. We've been kicking and screaming forever. You gave us the blankets of our being. But did we ever notice, while attacking life naked and unarmed, that you were our warm fortress? Hey, Mom, you worried for everyone but yourself. Those scary nights always melted away with your soft touch, and we always got brave again in the light of day. Eat your vegetables. Supper's getting cold. Where have you been? What? The years march by like soldiers who blindly obey. You still hear us calling in our quiet times after the world has spanked us and sent us to our room. Hey, Mom, who cried with more joy and sadness than you? A loaf of bread and a gallon of milk, we leave for the store for the very last time, walking safely on the scent of your soft embrace. We start to understand the meaning of love. Hey, Mom!
All right.
I put that out there. I put that out every Mother's Day.
Yes.
It's kind of very straightforward-ish, but, you know, emotional.
Absolutely. You know? It's beautiful. Beautiful. My mother would have loved to hear that, and we never shared poetry or anything with Mom, but we shared songs. When I was a senior in high school and was supposed to go to the sports banquet for all the football players and basketball players to get awards, and I had a ticket for Ray Charles along with my buddy who was also going to be honored at the sports banquet. And it ended up being a sports banquet on the same night that Ray Charles was at the Eric Crown Theater in Chicago, McCormick Place. And Dick said, I can't do it. I don't think he called me Beanie. He called me Gene, I think. I'm not sure. No, I probably called me Beanie. Oh, my God. And anyway, he said, I got to go to the banquet. And so I took my mom and we went to see Ray Charles. And we had a wonderful, wonderful time. We were over the rainbow.
Yeah, I always regret I didn't tell my mother I loved her more often. You know, I don't know if it was just our thing or if that was kind of a thing you didn't do as much then. I'm not even sure.
I think you're right. I remember I would tell my mom I'm running away from home, and I went upstairs and packed a suitcase, and I came downstairs to go out the back door, and there was a suitcase there. And I said, what's this? And she said, it's canned food in case you get hungry.